how truly representative is Australian politics? Do you feel your interests are being cared for? Last week, senators worked through the night on amendments to legislation that would give voters the power to choose their own preferences instead of having them redirected via political backroom deals. Labor and 6 out of the 8 micro-party crossbenchers oppose legislation, who fear the change would give an electoral advantage to the coalition. So will the change affect who gets elected to represent Australian voters? And where does legislation leave a party like Flux, with a system of representation that cuts at the middleman by getting Australians to vote on policies directly? To find out more, we are joined by Nathan Spataro, co-founder of Flux. Good morning, Nathan. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us. So I wanted to get your read, first of all, on the recent Senate reforms that puts voting preferences back in the hands of voters instead of backroom political party preferencing dealing.
Well, Mitch, yeah, it's really quite a contentious issue at the moment, really, in our country. And, you know, there really are two camps on it. I guess where we fall is that we find that it's a little bit anti-democratic, actually, and a lot of the rhetoric the government and the Greens are using, that it is more democratic, actually, we think it's a bit of a detraction. If you look at the group voting ticket system, what it was designed to do was to give small organisations a voice in Parliament, a voice they wouldn't have under the system that the Coalition and the Greens have put forward. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the makeup of our Senate now, it's comprised of various smaller groups, different organisations and parties that aren't the major factions, Liberal, Labor, and now the Greens. So the Greens and the Coalition really have worked together here to remove those forces from government and really detract from a diversity of voices in Parliament.
So have these laws made it harder for, say, your party to get involved and potentially be elected in the election?
Well, they definitely do make it more difficult for a smaller party to enter the Senate or to enter politics in general, I guess. That being said, we're probably the least concerned of the minor parties, I think. We really believe that what we're proposing is really beyond an idea of a minor party. We are proposing a radical new system to democracy that we think is going to work a whole lot better, so we do still suspect that we can get elected. That being said, it does definitely make it harder for minor parties and special interest groups to have a say in politics.
Now, you mentioned, you kind of alluded to what Flux is all about there, a radically different way to do democracy and politics in Australia. For those who don't know, tell us a bit about Flux and how it sort of looks to work.
Absolutely, Mitch. Well, Flux is a more effective and inclusive system of democracy. So it's, if you think about the democracy we have now, it's representative democracy. It's been around for more than 100 years. It was invented at a time when we used the tall ship to get across the planet and there was no internet or instant communication. Mm. So Flux is a system that's going to let its participants directly impact policy by voting on every single issue. Beyond that, you can also choose someone else to vote on a specific issue for you, if you'd like, and you can also trade away your vote in exchange for a vote that you can use at a later time on an issue you care more strongly about or have more knowledge and understanding about.
Okay, so it looks like it to get a much more direct line for the people to, I guess, the people who are elected to lead us in a way.
Well, absolutely. If you think about the state we find ourselves in at the moment in this country, last election, 1 in 4 people voted for a minor party or an independent. So what does that say about the state of political apathy in this country? A lot of people are frustrated. They don't feel like their leaders represent them properly. People are moving away from the major parties. They're falling in membership. So we really think that there's an opportunity and the time is right for people to take a little bit more control of their political lives. We think it's what people really want. And we think people are smart enough to make these decisions and make good decisions when given the responsibility. That's what democracy is really all about.
Is there a model that Flux is based on from other parts of the world where this has been in use for a little while now or anything like that?
Well, Flux specifically is completely new. It's not been, the model that we're proposing has not really been tried anywhere else. I guess the most similar things that you could align Flux with would be something like the Swiss democratic model that they're using at the moment, which is a little bit similar. It's a bit more democratic in the sense it's a direct democracy. That being said, Flux takes that direct democracy idea and that idea of empowering regular voters, but also assumes that not everyone is an expert on everything. For instance, I'm not an expert in aerospace engineering or medical sciences, so I couldn't possibly vote on laws around those fields. So what I can do is give my vote away to someone who might be more equipped to handle that, or by opportunity cost, essentially let someone else handle it while I focus on things that I care more about.
Yeah, so this kind of process or concept of giving your votes to someone else or letting someone else sort of have your turn in some respects, is it kind of opening up to be potentially corrupted or I guess sort of people trading votes based on favours or anything like that? Is there any room for that sort of stuff?
Well, I mean, look, in any kind of political arena, there's always room for that kind of stuff. Though, if you look at the model that we have now and compare Flux with that, the likelihood of that happening under Flux is going to be far less likely because Flux is out in the open. So if I give my vote to someone else and they, my political power to someone else and they use that, I can see the outcome of that, right? And if that person doesn't represent me or represents me in a way that I feel is unethical, I can immediately take that vote away. So it doesn't make sense for anyone using the Flux system to behave in that manner only because it won't last very long. Whereas under our current system, politicians tend to wheel and deal, can make these backroom deals in complete secrecy, and the Australian people ultimately have to wear the consequences of those decisions.
All right, and just one last question, Nathan. If people want to get more information about Flux and the kind of how it works, where should they go?
Yeah, thanks, Mitch, absolutely. So our website is www.voteflux.org. There's plenty of information there and also emails that you can reach out to us and contact to us on at any time.
Thanks, Nathan, for joining us on 2SER this morning.